Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus, you'll get content from people like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Bop, just to name a few on the platform as well. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now on with the memes. Number one, we have an illustration of the pain that millionaire Billie Eilish and her female followers have to go through, who are depressed. But the pain the average male has to go through, being rejected, bullied, being alone, and needing to be attractive to get female attention and validation, is so much more. Yet the man still has a smile on his face because in part he's used to the pain. Next up, we have another illustration of the manosphere from 1995 to 2023. But I ask the question, where are the incels? Many snarky women have said that they occupy all the men in the entire circle. They probably aren't there because they are on Lonely Friends. I should have asked, where are all the Sigma males too? The red pill is an idea and not a group of men, so I don't know why it's in there. Also, trad cucks are not part of the manosphere. Who made this horrible thing up anyway? Number three, we have an abortionist who said she cuts the unborn baby's vocal cords so they can't scream during the procedure. Apparently, her medical license was suspended. I guess they can't handle it when a clump of cells that isn't even alive feels pain. What a way to go. I guess that in the womb, no one can hear you scream, just like in outer space. Moving on, we have incels wondering how Jason Statham has been able to be a 5'8 bald guy with a Cro-Magnon face and still land a 9 out of 10 supermodel. Clearly, they aren't thinking clearly that women go for men with money and status. Jason also recently got engaged to her, even though they've been together for over a decade and have a couple kids together. Because of that, I fear that divorce rape is not too distant in the future. Number five, we have a woman that just learned that her grandmother is choosing euthanasia after her terminal diagnosis in Canada, and that this is the last time she's going to be able to take her out to dinner. Justin Trudeau will also allow you to self-delete even if you're just depressed or poor these days, and there's nothing wrong with you. As far as I can tell, it looks like grandma needs to take this girl out of the will. Canada is increasingly becoming a country where they put you down like a dog. Up next is an image that shows you how women are attracted to psychopathic criminals if they're handsome and yet repulsed if they're ugly. One guy says that because of stuff like this, he laughs every time women complain about toxic masculinity. But it's not toxic if it comes from Chad, only Chud. Being with hot criminals makes them tingle. Number seven, we have Shoe on Head blocking me from accessing her Twitter page. On the bright side, some guy paid $50,000 on Patreon to her to shut her up for a month. And yet I have the pleasure of not having to listen to her nonsense for absolutely free. I guess MGTOW is the one thing that women fear. Looks like Shoe on Head tried to throw her poo on my head and missed. Moving on, we have Bozo, the founder of Amazon, and his partner Lauren Sanchez, and they're now officially engaged. This guy also has to be the biggest simp cuck in the world. This is Sanchez's ex-husband Tony, and he's out on Bezos's yacht with them. Their son is also there with them. It's bad enough he's a billionaire dating a single mother, but he also has to bring along her ex-husband. You can't get much more beta bozo buck than this. Up next, we have a woman that was happily hypergamous because a doctor told her that he liked her underwear when getting an ultrasound in the ER at the age of 16. The fact that a man with such supposed high status told her that after examining dozens of other cooches that day sure means a lot to her. Number 10, we have a woman that graduated with honors, but the trolls say that her grad pics make her look dumb as hell. I didn't know you needed a degree to become a Lonely Friends model. I guess she graduated with a degree in pole dancing. With the desperation of the New York Post these days, where's the plug for her Lonely Sims page? The mainstream media is dying, and showcasing such thottery proves it. Moving on, we have a woman saying that we need school for colored kids, because then we wouldn't have any problems in life. So she wants to go back to segregation. We have schools like that in Los Angeles that turn to tribalism and gang warfare. She's racist, trying to exclude whites. Number 12, when I saw this, I said, what the cuck? Why wear a shirt and underwear separately when you can wear this and never have to tuck in your shirt ever again? There's probably not much more humiliating than a man wearing a onesie. This is something that Borat might wear, and can you imagine wearing this to school? All someone would have to do is pull the back of your shirt to give you a wedgie. Apparently this onesie was not bought at Target because it didn't tuck his junk away properly. Up next, we have the mainstream media pumping lies about Andrew Tate, claiming that there was a text message showing that he only had $6 million in assets that he shared with his brother. But we all know he was pulling in more than that from Hustlers University. If these allegations are true, then he slept with 56 instead of 450 women, as he claims, as well as 3 trans women and 21 gay men, then he's no longer top G, but probably bottom G. Sources or none of this happened. Number 14 asks the question why men in drag have never wanted to read to old people in the old age home. It's pretty clear why. They're probably pedos looking to recruit future members for the Alphabet Club, as well as the old people would be dead soon, so for them it's a waste of pushing their pedo revolution there. Not to mention that some old guy that hasn't been able to walk for 10 years would get out of his wheelchair as by miracle and beat up those drag queens. Number 15 is an oldie but a goodie from writer Jessica Valenti. Back about 8 or 9 years ago, she went out on a campaign to get men to stop wolf whistling at women. Then when men started worrying about being shamed for catcalling and stopped it, she says that she misses being catcalled, and she hates the culture for making her miss it. Meanwhile, she was part of that culture shift to begin with. Women want it both ways, and they aren't happy unless they have it all. She's the type that complains about the controlling patriarchy and then goes out and finds a Muslim man to submit to. Moving on, we have breaking news. GTA 6 will allow you to have sex with working girls in it. Plot twist though, if you get any of them pregnant, you'll be going to the digital family courts. Just kidding. But seriously, why is this even news? GTA 3 let you do this, and that was now over 20 years ago. I think this is just about rage bait trying to get women pissed off, so they go after the gaming company. The next one is female firefighters in Canada accidentally setting a national park on fire with their controlled burn that got out of control. It was an all-out woman firefighter training event. But you know that at least they still look good on Instagram pictures while the wilderness burns behind them. Number 18 is the scariest thing I've seen in a long time. She should be in a horror film that sucks your soul out through your schwing schwang. She also kind of looks like a fish that evolved to mimic a woman. Soon enough, this is what Bezos, the Bozo's new wife, is going to look like. I've heard of BJ lips, but these look like blowfish lips instead. Number 19, to show you that even men were cucked in the 1940s, this woman was distracted by a handsome Marine, instead of being satisfied with a handsome sailor that she was already with. Get it out of your head, guys, that women are traditional in the past. They were only that way because they had no other choice. They always wanted a Chad, but they couldn't have him, so they settled for Chud. Moving on, we finally have an explanation for all those women that are always traveling but don't seem to have a source of income. Apparently, they survive by shoving as many corn dogs into their pie holes as possible. You can definitely see their source of income in this one shot. Number 21, we have black women's double standards. When they swirl with white boys, it's called exploring their options. But when a black man swirls with a white woman, he's a race traitor. I think it's all about once they go white, they'll never settle for a black wife, because they are with a woman that's more feminine. Does anyone really wonder why Passport Bros is taking off? Yeah, me neither. This next one is Tyrese learning the dirty truth about his ex-wife in divorce court, and that she married him for the money and not love. He's 44 and I guess it's never too late to get red-pilled. I guess he's probably just another clueless simp learning his lesson the hard way. Yet MGTOWs are losers because we don't want to get laid, it seems. Next up, coming fresh off of the allegations that he's smashing trannies and 24 dudes, Tate is now saying that he has 100 hoes wishing that they were his dog, cuddling up in bed with them. I can believe the more women want to smash him now that he's gone to jail. Also, the guy did say he smashed Megan Fox as a transgendered person. So in a funny way, this sort of kind of makes sense. Number 24, looks like since the introduction of Tinder in the early 2010s, the number of adults that haven't had sex from the age of 18 to 30 has almost doubled in California. So 38.2% of them didn't have sex, and you know that number is probably at least half of all men under the age of 30, not having sex in the last year in that state. But that number appears to be way more steady for older groups. Let's see how long it takes to get adults 18 to 30 up to 80 or 90%. Finally, this week's last one, number 25, is a woman that's looking for a partner for her and her 3 kids. All 3 kids have different fathers. She also apparently has a Lonely Friends account but doesn't want to make content with you. She's also available on weekends only because she's married to guy number 3. She's also medicated heavily. But you have to be 6 feet tall and be ready for a long-term committed relationship. our relationship from Hell No Doubts. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.